The 11 members of New Caledonia's Council of Ministers were chosen on the basis of the strength of their parties in the newly elected Congress. Between them, two pro-independence parties got 5 seats, 2 loyalist parties got 6, but that apparently simple arithmetic then broke down. The anti-independence majority includes 5 members of a new coalition called Future with Confidence and a single representative of Caledonia Together. They agreed the most important thing is to maintain loyalists in power as New Caledonia struggles through a series of referenda on sovereignty. But they disagree on the distribution of offices in the loyalist stronghold of the southern province. Philippe Germain of Caledonia Together abstained in the voting. The 5-5 tie means that the previous government remains as a caretaker, and that includes the old president, one Philippe Germain. Another new player is the Pacific Awakening Party, which mostly represents immigrants from another French territory, Wallis and Futuna. Its small fraction of the vote left it in the position of kingmaker. Pacific Awakening voted with pro-independence parties to elect a new leader in Congress, but after infighting with another Wallisian faction in the pro-independence bloc, Pacific Awakening switched sides in the vote for president. The French High Commission will summon the 11 ministers for another vote within 2 weeks. A similar deadlock after the last election 5 years ago took months to resolve. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.